Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, we all have a relationship with social media, right? It's woven into the fabric of our lives. But sometimes it feels like that relationship is more complicated than we'd like. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Or get sucked into a vortex of scrolling, losing track of time and feeling a little drained effort? You know that feeling when your feed is just filled with people seemingly living their best lives while you're over here trying to assemble IKEA furniture without crying. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today we're flipping the script. We're going to talk about how to transform your relationship with social media, not by deleting it entirely though. Hey, if that works for you, power to you. But by using it in a way that actually empowers you and brings more balance to your life. Think of it like this. Social media can be a powerful tool, but it's up to us to wield it wisely. It's about setting boundaries, being mindful of your consumption, and focusing on the positive aspects. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you build a more positive relationship with social media. 1. Curate your feed like a boss. Think of your feed like your personal vibe check. It should be filled with things that inspire, motivate, and uplift you. Unfollow accounts that make you feel inadequate, envious, or just plain blah. It's your space, so fill it with content that resonates with your values and goals. 2. Set time limits because we're all human. Remember that feeling of accomplishment when you finally put down your phone and get stuff done? Yeah, let's do more of that. Set daily time limits for social media use. You can even use those built-in app timers to help you stay on track. 3. Embrace the off switch. Don't feel pressured to be constantly connected. Take regular breaks from social media a few hours, a whole day, or even a weekend. Disconnect to recharge and reconnect with yourself and your surroundings. You might be surprised by how much you enjoy that digital detox. 4. Focus on quality over quantity. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, engage in meaningful interactions. Comment on posts that truly resonate with you, start conversations, and connect with people who share your interests. 5. Remember, the real world exists and it's awesome. Social media can be a great way to connect with people and stay informed, but it shouldn't replace real life experiences. Get out there, have adventures, make memories, and enjoy the simple pleasures of life. Those are the things that truly matter. Let me give you an example. Imagine this year scrolling through your feed and you see a bunch of people posting pictures from a fancy restaurant they just went to. You start comparing yourself to them, feeling like your life is lacking. But here's the thing. Those posts often only show a snapshot of someone's life, the highlight reel, if you will. What about all the times they had takeout? What about the dishes they didn't feel like washing after dinner? It's easy to get caught up in comparison, but remember, everyone has their own unique journey. So what can you do instead? Focus on your own experiences. Maybe plan a fun dinner with friends at home, cook a delicious meal, or explore a new part of your city. Remember, your happiness shouldn't be measured by likes, shares, or the perceived perfection of other people's lives. Alright, let's recap. We talked about curating your feed, setting time limits, taking breaks, engaging meaningfully, and remembering that real life is awesome. These are all actionable steps you can take right now to start transforming your relationship with social media for the better. Remember, you're in control. Use social media as a tool to connect, learn, and inspire yourself, not as a source of comparison or anxiety. Go forth and build your stoic core. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little social media sanity boost. Catch you all tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.